The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. What was going on in Mary's heart during this time in Egypt? Often, reflections on this passage focus either on Joseph's promptness in acting or on Christ fulfilling the prophecies of old. But what about Mary? I'm sure that Mary probably asked Joseph why all of a sudden he woke her and the baby up and then said that they needed to flee to Egypt. And I'm sure that he explained what the dream he had received was, and in the heart of any mother, the normal response would be utter terror at worst or great anxiety at best. Yet the Blessed Mother had already heard the words of the angel Gabriel and the prophecy of Simeon. She knew that this child was going to be a sign of contradiction that would lead to the salvation of the world. And she trusted with a supernatural trust that God would provide for them. In the midst of fleeing the executioner and being a refugee in a foreign country, I can only imagine that with God's grace, Mary trusted that the Lord would provide for all their needs. And I don't think this is some sort of vague sense of piety. Because of the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Mother's passions were all properly ordered, and the real sense of fear that would occur at something like this wouldn't have led to a crippling anxiety, but rather a properly ordered fleeing from danger. In other words, even though there was something unknown before her, that which leads to anxiety, something that the fear of the unknown, yet because Mary's heart, mind, and passions were all properly ordered to God, that anxiety would not have been crippling. And because she had been filled with an abundance of grace as well on top of this, and because she was meditating on the mysteries of her son's life as they unfolded right before her, she would have had a greater clarity in seeing how all of this was part of God's plan, even if she didn't understand all the specific parts. In fact, because she didn't know how Jesus would die, nor what it would look like for him to be a sign of contradiction, she might have even wondered if this would be the way that God would help accomplish his plan, something in Egypt. Now, this might be challenging to hear, especially for parents who would want to do whatever is possible to protect their children. And that's why I think that Mary and Joseph heeded the angel's words and, in fact, fled to Egypt. Yet all the while, I don't think that Mary was crippled by this, but rather that she sought to understand God's providential plan and how she might cooperate with that, whatever it would mean. Again, it's important to keep in mind at this point in the gospel that Jesus had not died and risen yet. And so Mary didn't know exactly how he would accomplish that act. But because she kept these things and pondered them in her heart, I think that the road to Egypt and back would have been a very contemplative one, as Mary and Joseph wondered, spoke, and prayed about how God's plan was going to unfold. And herein lies the example for us. There are many unknowns that we encounter, situations that bring incredible fear, anxieties that can knock us down, or sadness that can weigh on our heart for years. How do we work through these? Do we let ourselves be crippled by them? Or do we try and turn them over to the Lord and his providence and pray with the Blessed Mother that we would be able to grow in a trust in the Lord like she had? This isn't easy, but it is entirely freeing. Lord Jesus, even in your infancy, you who guided your parents on the road to and from Egypt, as you led them with the wisdom of your providence, we come to adore you present before us in this blessed sacrament and praise you who are the source of life and conqueror of death. Help us, we pray, to grow in trust in your providential plan in our lives, so that no matter what sufferings we endure, our passions could be ordered by your grace and our will come into greater union with yours. And then one day, having made our own journey through this figurative land of Egypt, we may safely arrive in the eternal promised land and partake of the milk and honey at your heavenly banquet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.